if you've been skeptical on TaylorMade drivers, I think this might be the overall head shape package to possibly get you to at least try it.
Right now, everything's honeymoon phase because it's brand new. It's this year's model. The buzz is here. But what happens when the buzz dies down? That LS head and the core model head came out punching. Welcome back to episode 77 of the Loggerhead Golf Podcast. As you can see, things have changed up a little bit. Start of the year, all the new equipment's coming out, so we're going to be taking a little bit of a deep dive in equipment over the next few episodes as stuff continues to progressively come out. So this week, we're going to kick it off with the TaylorMade lineup with the QI 35.
QI 35 driver. Yeah. Drivers specifically today, which obviously, as we can see, TaylorMade videos have been rolling out. Colin Morikawa had it in the bag last week. I mean, truly right around the Hero World Challenge is when we start to see the tour pros tinkering. So we've known this driver's been on the horizon. Now, TaylorMade's not afraid to come out with a driver every year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all in all, what would you say first impressions before we dive into the actual tech, or we'd say at least the marketing from TaylorMade?
Yeah, first impressions was it finally, like, I like that they went back to the one-piece crown.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look cheap. Like that, what I actually like the color a lot. I know online it's about a 50-50 split because it almost looks like space aged with this gray. And we'll hit on something a little bit later if you're not a fan of the gray. But first impressions is it didn't look like a TaylorMade driver.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that was probably important for them because obviously, you know, the last 3 years of Carbon Woods, even though they've been successful, they've also come with a little bit of a almost a disclaimer, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I used to play like the TaylorMade M2 Tour. I've played, I'm blanking on the other model. I've played a slider for a little bit. And, you know, and once they started coming out with, oh, so it doesn't rattle. Once they started coming out with...
Improv.
Once they started coming out with, you know, the red face, the blue face, as soon as... you know, our rep brought him by and we saw him for the first time last year. As soon as I saw that the colored face went away, I was like, all right, I can actually, to my eye, I was like, all right, I can give this one a fair shake.
Yeah.
I just felt like the red and blue were distracting. I think the blue was better than the red.
And then they had, you know, the first generation, there's 9 colors to choose from for the face through customs. And they got real bright real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Daryl has a Carolina blue one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the designer series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like all in all, like, yeah, first impressions when I was, you know, you pick it up and you're like, holy cow, like it feels different.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, you know, swinging it, I think the overall shaping across the lineup as a whole, you know, they've changed some things. You know, to my eye, the driver doesn't look as lofted and as left as typically what TaylorMade drivers have looked like.
Especially on the LS head.
You know, and even moving on to like the core head, and obviously we have 4 different heads here.
Yep.
Right. So before we keep going into the tech, what are the 4 different heads?
So we've got the LS, which is low spin. You've got your core model. So LS is not. So the big thing, QI10 was the quest for 10,000 MOI. They haven't lost that with this new name of QI35. It's just 2 of the models do not have 10,000 MOI. So those 2 models are the LS head, and then you've got your core model. From there, then we get into the 10K heads. We've got the Max and the Max Lite. Mm-hmm. So those are your current 4 heads. So,
not including possible tour heads or things like that in the future. You know, I would say looking at the LS, there's been a big change this year is that we no longer have a sliding weight. Which how long has it been since they haven't had a sliding weight on their low spin driver?
Yeah, I mean, Sim 2 was the last before Sim 2 it was almost 9 years or 8 years. I think R1 before that.
Yeah, so the Stealth line is what kicked off the Sim.
Yeah, the original Sim had sliding, then them 2 they did. And then they brought it back with, I mean, it's obviously a lot to keep up with because it's a new series every single year, but
yeah. I mean, how many drivers have they released in the last, let's just say since 2015?
God, between them and Callaway, it's got to be 40, 50 models total between the two brands.
Oh, you're including like all of them?
Yeah, I mean, because you got to think each one's definitely a different model. So, I mean, those 2 companies are, you know, and some of it's to be fair is not everybody's going to need an LS head. Not everybody's going to need a max light head. So you got to kind of cater to the market, but quite a few heads.
Yeah. I mean, overall, right, like TaylorMade's going to tell us it's the best driver ever because Tiger Woods plays it. Scotty Scheffler plays it. Colin Morikawa plays it. You know, what would you, you know, you're our tech guy. You're our, you know, you hold all the information and I'm always running into you to ask you certain questions.
So I think for me,
what would you say is like
the coolest thing about this lineup, and it's actually, and like I said, to be fair, it's the first TaylorMade driver I've liked out of the last three because of this weight system.
Mm-hmm.
So the core model and the LS model, I mean, they all have weights on the back with that TSS weight, but the core or the LS, you can actually pick what weights you want now. You're not just stuck. So when you're dialing in a certain spin rate, certain launch trajectory, or you want to change even how much MOI a driver has or where the center of gravity is, you've actually got more than one option now. They have weights starting at 2 grams going all the way up to 15.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, from a fitting standpoint, that obviously helps us as fitters. You know? I'm assuming TaylorMade will be sending us a weight kit for the fitting studio because the box that we received didn't have a weight kit in it. With them offering 16 different weights, I would assume that's going to be coming down the line.
Yeah. And obviously with measuring head weights and drivers have gotten a lot lighter.
Yeah, I mean, these heads are, what, 82% carbon?
Yeah,
I mean, there's very little metal on
them. I put one on our scale. Our scale said, I think I measured the core head yesterday. It was like 192 grams, just raw head weight without a screw in it. So, I mean, like, that's light.
Yeah.
In which I would say that's pretty much market standard where everybody is as far as overall head weight goes. And obviously, no telling if they actually have any hot melt or anything in these, because these are our fitting heads, which obviously something new in the pipeline this year that TaylorMade has offered is an actual specific fitting head.
Yeah, so they partner with Foresight. So on the face here, you'll see 6 white dots that are actually a part of the face. The only part that's confusing with us is we actually fit with Foresight. And typically you have these metallic or reflective dots.
Yeah, they're just basic, like, yeah.
But with Foresight, when you go through your certification and even when they come out in service, they always put on the outside perimeter of the driver, and there's typically 4 dots, not 6 internally.
Yeah.
So we were able to, you know, you had hit some shots yesterday just to try it out on quad.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing is, we're gonna kind of look at the data here and kind of show you kind of what's different between – because what I did is I did not hit the max light, but I did hit the max, the core model, as well as the LS, essentially 9-degree heads across the board in each of the models. And honestly, I was overall, the first thing I look at of a driver is how is it set up at address. As someone that cuts the ball, I do not want to see the face that's left. All three of the models pass that mark. Now, obviously, the max head's made to go left. Yep. It's made to kind of, it's their, other than the max light, it's their most forgiving model. Helped you, it's has specific weighting to help square up the face. You know, and it showed in my ball flight. My ball was not, did not have a lot of side spin on it, which I was actually pleasantly surprised. You know, so I think the biggest thing is all of them across the board. I mean, you can hand someone each of these models, and I feel like it should pass the eye test, you know, for any type of player.
And for me, I acoustically, they've got that nice crunch to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when you hit that high toey shot, it's still got
I live on the high toe.
So it's still got that nice, deep crunch to it, so it makes it sound like it goes a lot further.
Yeah.
One thing that I thought was interesting is, and kudos to the engineers for discovering this, is obviously last year was their first kind of run at 10K.
Mm-hmm. And everybody.
I mean, pretty much.
Other than Pink. Pink's had it.
Pink's had it since 2014 or 2015. But
yeah.
What they discovered with the Max and the Max Lightheads compared to last year is when they just shoved all the weight in the back of the head, the center of the gravity got so high on the face. Mm-hmm. And where that became an issue is they did a market data study, and most high handicap golfers don't hit it high on the face.
Yeah.
They hit low toe, low center, low heel shots. And with having the CG so high, basically it came off with zero spin whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed the TSS weights in the back of these and created an internal weight system. And so that brought the center of gravity down almost an inch. So by bringing that center of gravity down, it helped that low strike actually perform now. So it's still coming off a little flat and spin, but now your apex and your launch angles are recovering as a result of them moving that.
And for the actual golfer that's going to buy these models and, you know, keep TaylorMade's lights on, right? Like, that's actual forgiveness.
Yep.
Right? Like, that's what's actually going to help somebody. Because, you know, it's funny. I've told people this in the fittings. When they walk in, and especially for someone that's not sure on what model to go with, I'm like, for every single driver, a center strike's going to work. Right. A center strike will help anybody. It's seeing, okay, where's going to be your miss? Because, you know, we'll look at my strike location. I started to know certain different things about each head of where my strike location kind of moved around. And could that be the CG change? Could it be the overall shape change? I mean, for the most part, are the crowns like the same height? You know, the face depth.
Yeah, that infinity face.
Yeah, so it can't be that. So it has to be, you know, something CG related, which, you know, I would say, I mean, it was my first time swinging in a few weeks. I'm not going to say I'm the most consistent golfer, but, you know, for the most part, I can kind of judge where I want to hit it and be relatively close. And
Let's take a look at the data.
Yeah, so what I did is I pretty much went in. I hit three balls with each head. So the top is a QI max, the 35 max head. This is what was surprising. I was swinging it right around 111, 112. I mean, winterized golf swing, that's all I got right now. but this is what I was surprised about. I was averaging 164 ball speed, let's call it. Out of the max head, which I completely thought that was going to be a little bit lower. Now, obviously, launch angle with a 9-degree head, right around 13 degrees. My spin rate averaged 3,400. For someone with my speed, that's what I expected. You know, but the biggest thing is you look at that side spin.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take low 200s all day.
Very minute.
Low 200s all day. Obviously, descent angle came down, but, you know, for me to play that max head, which I will say, like, the ball just felt like it started left, which it will with my swing, and it just stayed there. You know, 270 carry, 285 rollout. I mean, I can't.
With that much spin, that's impressive.
Correct. And I think that's a testament to a little bit of the ball speed factor, because what's the number one thing that's going to help people pick up distances to?
Ball even faster.
Yep. Increase ball speed. So moving down to the QI 35, the core head, I would say, if anything, you know, the numbers were the exact same, except the spin went down almost, 800 RPMs?
And look what it did to carry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bumped it up, you know, 12 yards. So can't complain with that. But, you know, and that's kind of what I expected out of it. I expected the ball flight to flatten out a touch. You know, overall apex dropped 10 feet. So I think that's more of a CG change between the heads because, you know, for the launch to be the same, the ball speed to be the same, you know, overall apex 10 feet isn't really that much of a difference.
And you got to think with the max head, it's the 10K head. It's got the most weight all the way back.
Which does not help me.
Correct.
As someone that already adds loft.
So not only is it going to create higher ball flight, but higher spin rates.
Yeah. So, and then I hit, the LS, which I have hit the LS before. I will say I'm a Callaway guy. This is the first TaylorMade driver I've liked in a while. Pretty much put the same swing on it and ball speed jumped up. Ball speed jumped up 4 miles per hour. So, you know, launch angle dropped a little bit. Spin rate relatively the same compared to the core model, which that's kind of the number that stood out to me between the two. And this is why it makes sense why Rory, Scotty, some other guys have kept the core model in play, is that you're not really sacrificing spin. Obviously, their ball speed's a lot faster than mine, so that's probably why they can play the core head and get that little extra stability. But
well, their golfing budget's a little bit different than
a little
ours.
A little different. But, you know, for apex to drop down, you know, another 10 feet, so 20 feet from the max head, you could see the ball flight just started to flatten out between each head. You know, but when I look at these numbers, right, I'm sitting there, I'm like, yes, the spin is way different from the max. But the drivers actually did what they're designed to do. The max is made to go the highest, and it's made to be one of the most stable. And then, you know, and the LS is more for that penetrating, less spin. So you see, it didn't put a whole lot of side spin. I was hitting, you know, essentially my toe knucklers when it comes to my shot shape. Now, my swing feels a little slappy right now, let's just say that. So, but all in all, the numbers, I mean, I was really surprised on how well they kind of complemented each other.
Yeah, and I think with the LS, we're going to see kind of like what, because you even brought up the head earlier, when SLDR came out, you had the whole loft up or be left behind kind of thing.
Yep.
I think with LS this year, you're going to see more players playing a 10.5 degree model than a 9 degree.
So this is where I wanted to bring up, okay, because this is the fitting head. They have the built-in GC quad dots.
Yep.
There was a couple numbers I saw that I just kind of scratched my head. You know, obviously
that we've never seen on our quad.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. My swing's slappy. I hit a slappy cut. I do not want that ball going left. So you can see my path 5 degrees out to in. I will say it's a rare occasion if I'm ever 5 degrees. I'm usually around 1 or 2. But all in all, like, numbers good. You know, we look at it, kept saying I was hitting it low on the face, but I was like, you could see the ball marks on the actual face. It was like high toe. And then this is what stood out to me. And this is where maybe I just didn't do enough research. Maybe, I don't know, but it was reading some lie angles at like 21 degrees toe up. I mean, I know my hands are low and left. That's,
I mean, if the driver was 22 inches, I guess you could get to there.
I mean, so, and then it would say a few times like my lie angle is 4 degrees flat. Right. So like that, there was a ton of shaft droop and I'm like, well, one, I would love that. I've never been toe down on any golf swing. My lie angle has never been flat on any swing ever. So we'll have to do more testing and see how accurate are these built-in dots.
Yeah,
because, I mean, again, the dot system's different from a standard.
This is brand new. It's never been done before. Correct.
And isn't there so here's one where it showed my lie angle, which, yeah, so this is with the LS. It showed my lie angle was like dead perfect. But again, it was still showing like I was hitting it low on the face, but, you know, the ball marks would say otherwise. So,
well, so with the spin rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. With where it's saying you're striking it versus the spin rate it's giving you, it, that doesn't add up.
Yeah. Which the lie angles do change between each model, right? But not enough for me to go from 1-2 degrees flat to see, like, yeah, this was the core, the max. And, but that being said, you know, GC Quad said I was hitting off the bottom of the face for those numbers. That's pretty good. But, you know, and that's kind of where, you know, I guess they have a fitting system coming along with this. Do you know more about that?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say they're going to essentially have like an AI shaft fit situation to where, you know, this driver here will kind of help spit out overall data, which I know there's some, like Mizuno has their optimizer.
Yeah, Wilson has theirs.
Yeah, Wilson has theirs. So I'm sure they're just kind of falling in line with that. You know, they're going to recommend mid-spin 115s for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
but all in all, I think this is going to be, it's already a strong competitor in the bay for the fittings we've done it.
The driver fitting I did with it on Friday, I mean, the guy with the same shaft, same length, same weight, same everything, was 22 yards longer with the LS head than last year's QI 10 head.
Yeah.
So.
He went from 22 yards?
22 yards because of that spin rate, and we went from an 8-degree head to a 10.5-degree head with LS. So as soon as we lofted, you know, got him into better loft at address, his launch went from 13.6 to 10.5. Which is kind of rare to launch it at the actual loft of the driver, but at 184 balls.
I would like to do that. Huge.
So, former baseball player.
184?
So, yep.
Yeah, that's it?
That's all.
Yeah, I mean, so what is TaylorMade saying if you took your QI and switched to the 10 and switched to the 35? What are you going to gain?
Probably around 6-9 yards, which is kind of...
That's a full club.
And I guess the most polite way to say it, that's always the blanket statement from every manufacturer, is every year it's 5 yards longer, it's 10 yards longer. And that's just not the case. I mean, we tell everybody in our fitting bay, I mean, that's why so many people come here, is because we're honest that just because it's new doesn't mean it's going to beat it. But distance isn't the only thing you should be looking at either. Dispersion is.
Correct.
And I think that's the biggest thing TaylorMade's got with this head over the last two models is that LS, which has always been zero forgiveness.
I was going to say the QI10 LS was not.
I mean, no forgiveness
was
at all.
Was it called the LS or was it called the Tour?
Tour.
It was called the Tour. No.
The Fairwood was the Tour. The sliding weight was the LS.
It was still, they still called it LS.
I think that's the biggest thing I've already seen with that LS head is it's staying in play versus just knuckling out of bounds.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the name change, everybody thought it was going to be QI11 or QI15, but 35 represents the storyline that they're doing is the 3 stands for fit, form, and function, and then the 5 is for the 5 different heads. Now, obviously, math on this podcast has always been our strong suit, and if you've watched more than one episode, you'll understand that joke, but there's 4 heads in front of us. There's a 5th head that's going to be getting released. Now, again, these are all gray. A lot of people, again, don't like that. They've kind of got like a stealth bomber is what I'm going to call it coming out where it's all black. So it's kind of like this gloss finish. I mean, it looks awesome because part of the design.
I think the gray looks awesome.
I think it makes it look like futuristic. I think they could have said 35 because it looks like it came
depending on the shaft that you're playing, I will say that. You know, the shaft to head combination, you actually might start thinking about the overall color of the driver.
So the kind of one thing I thought was funny on the LS, and I get why they did it, it's based off of an F-18 fighter jet. But if you look at the bottom and then you look at Kobe Bryant's logo, the Mamba logo, it's, I don't know. And we might see some Sunday Red lawsuit action there, but we'll see.
Yeah,
I mean, it looks identical to the.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. Yeah,
but maybe it's a tribute. You know, they're based in California.
Shout out.
Shout out to Kobe.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think if you've been skeptical on TaylorMade drivers, I think this might be the overall head shape package to possibly get you to at least try it.
Yeah, this would be the carbon wood that you would want to hit.
Yeah. You know, so I think. And obviously, TaylorMade's kind of hit the ground running with their marketing of it.
Tommy Fleetwood, his team won with it in the last week. And, you know, he's obviously playing a weird combination for him. He went to that Velocor Red.
Funny enough, it's funny you mentioned that. Guess what shaft I put in the driver to swing it?
The Velocor Red Plus?
Velocor Red Plus 6X. Because I've never swung that driver shaft. So I was like, you know what? If I'm going to swing something I've never swung, let's try something different. Overall, results were pretty good.
Yeah.
So, anything else we want to close on this?
No, I think
that's
it.
Before we roll into show and tell, are we leaving out anything?
Not yet to be determined.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that we've got to get a little bit the honeymoon phase out of the way first.
Yeah.
And then obviously, because I mean, right now everything's honeymoon phase because it's brand new. It's this year's model. The buzz is here.
Yeah.
But what happens when the buzz dies down? Does it still contend in the bays? And honestly, again, I think it's going to. That LS head and the core model head came out punching, and it's been very impressive.
And hey, if you're a golfer looking just for help keeping the ball in the air and keeping it from going right, that Max head.
Yeah.
And Max Light.
And then even for like our ladies and juniors, that Max Light head, typically when you get into these lightweight, like super game improvement heads, you lose a lot of ball speed. But for the junior lady market, that Max Light has just, I mean, it's like I said, it's the first complete family of drivers they've had where that you could tell they spent dedicated time to each section and didn't just come out with something to say, oh, it's new.
Yeah.
So well, kudos to them.
Yeah. Well, let's leave it at that. I mean, leave comments what you think. If you hit it.
If you work for TaylorMade and we're on the Foresight project, can you let us know about the dots? Because I'm just curious. Like,
it was a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah, because it's, you know, with GC Quad, even if you go on their website and it shows you where to put the dots, they're not in the center of the face.
Hey, at least they're trying.
Yeah, it's something innovative. So
true.
To be fair, even if it is slightly off, at least they're taking the initiative to look after us fitters.
Cool.
So
shows fitting's important.
Yep.
Let's get some show and tell, Miles. All right, first one. TGL's opening night reached over 3.2 million unique viewers. What defines a unique viewer?
Probably somebody that pressed the on button.
So last Tuesday was opening night of the Tomorrow Golf League. Not the Golf League, not Tuesday Night Golf League or whatever. Tomorrow Golf League. Were you part of those 3.2 million viewers?
No.
I was.
Not with 2 sick kids.
That's fair. That is fair. My overall first impressions were I thought it was fun. something to do on a Tuesday night. It's usually something I'm a generational kind of hater of. I'm a little bit of a golf purist in a sense of golf's best outdoors. But we've been pretty critical of the matches. I think they kind of blew the Capital One matches out of the water with TGL. I mean, I honestly had fun watching it. There was the intermission, the dead pit, dead space was kind of weird, but I see why 3.2 million people tuned in. Now, obviously, it was on ESPN. There's something to be said with that.
Yeah, every bar has ESPN.
I mean, when when SVP is opening your show, I mean, you know, it's a big deal. So, you know, I think there might be a little more. I think there might be a little more views this week. I don't know why. You know, I don't know why there would be more people tuned in this week. We get to see our first big cat sighting of the year.
Yeah, and Max Homa.
Huh?
Max Homa's moving the needle now.
I mean, Kevin Kisner is the needle.
Yeah.
That leads tonight. Next one, lineups are in for Tuesday's TGL match with Jupiter Lynx set to play. What is this is LA's team, right? I don't know their name, but I know it's the LA team. I don't know the name. Terrible what's going on out there, but Justin Rose, Colin Morikawa, Sahith Theegala playing Max Homa, Kevin Kisner, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods aside, I probably would have rolled out this matchup maybe like week 5, week 6.
Just to see if the buzz stays.
This could be rough. One, this team dynamic's weird. Between Justin Rose, Colin Morikawa, and Sahith Theegala. Honestly, last week with the teams, you couldn't have asked better. Like, Wyndham Clark was awesome. Shane Lowry was awesome. Matt Fitzpatrick and just his dry British humor. I mean, the overall 6 players meshed pretty well. This is going to be a big flag because I'm going to be interested to see how much Max Homa and Kevin Kisner are going to,
banter it up.
Yeah, but, manufacture banter doesn't roll over on TV well, right? Because, this isn't a reality show, right? So,
allegedly.
True. That's a good point. Jury's still out on if it's scripted or not. Now, I don't think they had it in the script for what did Xander's team lose? 9-1?
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a throttling. I mean, I think we might have a little more than 3.2 million views.
Yeah. You know who I think made the best point about this?
What?
And I hate, and honestly, people have given him so much flack over the last year since his comeback, but Anthony Kim. He made a point that I think really hit home. And it says, for all the people that are saying this is going to grow the game, this is helpful, this is going to do all these things, you didn't dismiss it on the first week. Yet when LIV started,
you dismissed it.
It was going to ruin the game of golf. It wasn't going to grow golf. The whole thing was going to fail. So he kind of made a really fair point because team golf.
Right? Music,
entertainment. One's indoors, one outdoors.
Yeah.
So if you take away everything else.
I mean, and I kind of get that point. Now, I will say I'm a little bit over the whole PGA LIV stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
but it's a fair point.
It's a good point.
Two of the critics that said TGL was the most successful thing to come to golf are the same two critics that said LIV would never succeed.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And we all know, they're still two completely different things. Yep. Now I will say I'm a little mad at TGL. They hired, they paid seat fillers. And you can tell.
Yeah. Oh,
you can tell.
Nobody can afford $864
tickets.
They
paid for seat fillers for the first. So, when you have all the fans yelling, majority of the people there were executives and CEOs, influencers. So, they were sitting there just chilling. You're just watching a normal. And then they have people. Then they have people just, screaming and things like that. It's like, all right, tell me you're being paid without telling me you're being paid. Which they did get confirmed that there was seat fillers. So,
Like I said, when
did you see the tickets for this tonight?
$864
is the cheapest ticket.
Mind boggling.
Would you pay that?
No, hell, not just no, hell no.
I overall think the stadium's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, something like that, $60-$80. Because if you go to a Canes game, if you go to a Hornets game, something like that, you're paying $60-$80 for an OK seat.
I think they only have like 2,000 seats there.
Yeah.
Like, so it's something very small. But you have anything else for us? One more? Overall, I think TGL has been pretty cool so far. But we'll see how tonight goes.
I'm ready for somebody to miss the screen because that's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. You see the video of, like, the guy looked at Tiger's like, Tiger, can you hit that camera? And then, like, first try just hits the camera. Little topic that's been hitting the old Twitter feed here recently. So, Lou Stagner, which, if you're a golfer, you're serious about working on your game?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're serious. If they're serious, they are.
His data, his information is awesome when it comes to course management. But when someone says the putt is a ball outside the right edge, what does that mean to you? Option one, option two, option three. I mean, I feel like there's only one right answer.
Yeah, one ball.
Right?
Because that's not one ball.
That's two balls.
That's two balls.
Okay. I say option three is essentially like they're measuring it off of the left side of the ball. So, I mean, which still the option, I don't see how option three would make sense when you're one ball, right? Option two is if you're like measuring the center of the ball completely outside. But like at the end of the day, you're still using the right edge of the ball to.
Correct. Like I think if you were to take out a tape measure from the actual right edge to the right edge of this golf ball, it's still more than a ball.
Yeah. So I kid you not, it was funny enough. Now, was there an actual like poll on this, like where people pressed it, Miles? I would say it was somewhere out there, and like there was a ton of like it was not severely like 98% of the vote was option one. And I wanted, does that worry you as a putting coach?
Well, I think the that's why there's so many eye doctors out there. I think that'll help them. Well, I mean, the thing is,
if you do the same thing every time, it doesn't matter.
Correct. Right? I mean, you can find consistency in even doing something wrong, but what we know is if you're 1 degree off at 15 foot, you're going to miss it a cup outside anyway.
Yeah.
So if you're already confused on what one golf ball is outside the right edge, I mean, if you go up to a tour player, you know, top 20 strokes gained putting, and you tell them option three is a ball outside right edge, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
Or fire you if you're the caddy.
I would say one of America's favorite caddies, Kip Henley, did a thing, a video, which was pretty awesome, where he explained it essentially that, you know, you can, doesn't matter how you measure it, it's still based off of relative to the hole.
Yeah.
I'm an option one guy. That's how I've always read my putts. Just like if a ball is right edge, that means the edge, like essentially this right edge is on the edge of that hole. Yep. Right? It's not line, you know, so, but that's where it can get different.
So the category is option one's correct. Option two. That's
inside right, I should say.
Yeah, option one's correct. Option two is when you make your doctor's appointment to get your eyes checked. Option three, that's when you start playing pickleball.
So. Hey, don't hate on pickleball.
It wasn't a hate. It's just, obviously, if you think that's a ball outside edge, then
come on, might not Kyle, be the right this sport. Is where you're supposed to promote yourself. If you're at option two or three, start seeking a professional.
I did, but I can only do so much.
All right. Well, nice little show and tell.
Yeah.
Let's see how TGL goes. We'll keep – the jury's still out on these QI35s.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think we just need some more time because, like I said, I never like to make a decision based off the Hollywood effect because half the videos on YouTube right now are literally just
– paid advertisements.
Correct. Yeah. It's paid advertisement. Yeah. We want to be transparent and give you accurate information.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, we did our tech review and a little bit of like you hitting it, but what really matters is when the consumer hits it.
For sure.
And what we see in the booth.
Yeah.
So tune in next week. I believe we're going to be doing the Ping, the new G440. Today is the embargo date for that. So you'll start to see some marketing going on there. So if you haven't already, like and subscribe, turn on the push bell notifications, and we'll catch you next week.
Peace.